Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us. Hello guys and welcome to another episode. This is the Brighton preview, which is Stevie G's debut game. So it is going to be a short one because obviously we don't know what he's going to set up or anything like that. So we don't really have anything to go on being his first game. So it is going to be a short one. I hope you did enjoy the Wikipedia game that we did at the start of the week or near the start of the week. But it's back to the routine of previews and reviews. So as always, I'm joined with Callum and we're going to jump straight in. So the lineup, I mean, as I just said, we don't really know what it's going to be. So this is going to be a bit of a mixture between educated guess and I'm going to assume something you want. So take it away, mate. What's your expected lineup?
Well, like you said, you know, Gerrard's first week, or, you know, first week at Bodymore, you know, what he's come out in the press conference and said what he's demanding, and, you know, there's no room for error now with these facilities that we've got, and there's no room for error and things like that. If you take what he did at Rangers, then you've got to expect an attacking-mindset lineup or an attacking-mindset tactic.
Yeah.
I think the team near enough picks itself if it's fit. Obviously, we don't know how players are going to come back from internationals. I think the only one so far to pick up anything is Nakamba, but that's not a big miss there.
No, not at all.
So, to be honest, I can see the team picking it itself. There might be one or two changes that we might not expect, or, you know, we haven't seen previously when we were under Smith. But, you know, if things don't go right on Saturday, then, you know, don't go like, oh, Gerrard out. You know, we've got to give him time. You know, if we get 3 points, that's great. You know, that's what we want, obviously. Yeah. But he needs to get him playing. He needs to get the transitions spot on from, you know, defence to attack and vice versa. Off the ball work and the, you know, the passing as well, the tempo needs to be there for the 490 and definitely for the first half, because, you know, we're one of the teams that concede the most amount of goals in the first half of the game, or, you know, even the first quarter. So defensively we need to be on it. We need to be creating more chances and be more clinical. But, you know, I think Gerrard would have been working on all of those three aspects in the week. But yeah, I mean, do you want me to do my lineup?
Yeah, go for it, mate.
I'm going to go for Martinez in goal, obviously. Back four of Cash, Conson, Mings, Target. I just think it's what got us to where we were last season. You know, I think a few of those players are going to thrive a bit more. You know, Cash on an international stage. I think Target's going to, you know, I think Gerrard will get him out of his shell now. Then I'm going to go for two in Louise and McGinn. That's expecting Louise is back. We've got nothing confirmed about that yet as of the time of recording. Then it's going to be three behind the striker of Bailey, Buendia and Watkins. And then Danny Ings up front. Or you could interpret it as a 4-3-3 as well. So it could be a 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, that kind of style.
I genuinely think he's either going to be a complete mix-up, as in it's going to be kind of like a shocking one, because I did see pictures of like the kids training, like Archer, Chukwuemeka, and a couple more of the kids training. Or he's just going to go with what maybe was close to the Southampton team to assess. like you say, we can't jump on the bandwagon. I do think if we can get a win, especially losing, what, 4 or 5 on the bench now. I forgot how many it was. It was that many.
Five
on the bench. If we can get a win, then I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to look really good in personal favour. If it goes tits up and goes wrong, I can see, not saying that people turn on him, but there's already people didn't want to lose Smith anyways. So it kind of gives them fuel for fire. I mean, I was in the keep Smith camp, I will, as everyone knows. I am fully Gerrard now because he's our manager. That's it for me. But you just want to get a win to get you off the road. So if he does pick the same team, then I don't think you can't, either way, you can't really complain because he's just started, as you rightly said. And I will say, excuse me, there was just touching on like tacticals and like you said and things that have been going on. There was an article today coming out from The Athletic about if any of the players doesn't hit a certain heart rate zone, Gerrard walks up into the middle of the pitch and has a go at them and asks them, what are they doing? Why aren't they hitting the zones and things? So it sounds like he is proper on them as players, and he demands the best. And then literally there was an article which I put on Twitter saying night and day, which was obviously that was Gerrard's style. You know, you've got to get your heart rate up, you've got to get your heart monitored and things like that and get it into certain zones, otherwise you're not working hard enough. And then there was an article about Smith saying, and I'll quote it, because sleep is such an important part of recovery, we've stayed with a 12 p.m. training and going easy. Yeah, that kind of shows the difference between Smith as a coach and Gerrard as a coach and who demands what. Kind of always shows you that Smith was a, you know, a bit of a dad to the players more than, you know, a coach and a, you know, a general.
Too much of a friendly character.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think he might have started having his favourites, which I think might have been his downfall in the end. But either or, that kind of shows you what. So it's going to be quite interesting to see what he picks, because just reading that article about the heart rate kind of things and things like that kind of says that the people not pulling the weight. It'll be quite interested to see who isn't in the lineup, if that coincides with that from The Athletic. But me personally, I don't think he's going to make many changes. I think he's going to just play what his best 11, or arguably what we'd class as our best players, and then just see what happens. Now, I think the interesting thing is if he's going to have Watkins and Ings play, whether Watkins out wide, two up front, I don't know. But I think it's going to be a 4-3-3. Like you said, the back four picked itself, so I'm not going to bother reading that out. The three, though, I think he's going to go Louise, McGinn and Sanson, if Sanson is fit. Although I know he's just come back from a long time out, so we might not start, but I would expect him to feature.
Someone who needs a clean slate, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm going to, that's what I'd like to see, Sanson, McGinn, Louise. I've been begging for it all season. And I think up front, I think he's going to have Danny Ings in the middle. Not saying that it would be the Liverpool link, because I know Ings joined just as Gerrard left, I believe. So I don't think they had any cross, you know, together at Liverpool. But I do think he'll go with Ings up front, especially being our top goal scorer and so on. And I think he's going to go Bailey and Buendia out wide. I think Watkins is going to go on the bench. And I think might just coincide with the fact that Watkins was a big favourite under Smith, and I think he might do it as a bit of a, you're not undroppable, you know, he's gone, I'm here kind of thing. So yeah, I do think there's going to be changes, but I don't think it's going to be mega as people might be thinking about, you know, like bringing all Archer's going to start and all this. I don't think that's going to happen. How do you expect it to go, which I'm quite interested to think, to see what you think.
Well, obviously, it's not going to be an easy game. At the moment, Brighton is seventh with 17 points. That's 7 points more than us and a zero goal difference. They don't seem to like to score many goals, but then again, they don't concede many goals. They've conceded 8 less goals than us, but scored 2 less. So, you know, it's not too far away.
Yeah, not mega different.
It's a team that like to play 5 at the back, or, you know, 3 and 5, however you want to interpret it. Obviously, you know, it should be a bit easier as they lost their number one goalkeeper due to suspension. So I think it's Luke Steele or Jason Steele even, that will make his Premier League debut at the weekend.
He is going to have a worldie. If he's going to have one, it's going to be weekend.
And now you said it.
I know, I did the same, didn't I? I can't, but I need to stop talking about it.
You know, it's going to... We do need to attack with him. We would have having three centre-backs. It's going to be tough for us because we're not really an aerial side. So we need to be in behind, on the floor, you know, pass it around, tie them out. And like you said about the, you know, heart rate monitors and, you know, the mileage kind of thing. What a great way for the, you know, the youngsters to be like, well, I've done this in the under-23s.
Yeah.
And I'm doing so much, you know, doing so many, you know, yards covered or sprints and stuff like that. What a great way to say, you know, I'm actually doing better than someone in the first team. Give me a chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, tough game. They'll set up quite defensively, but they love to play on the counter. So it'll be interesting to see if they play with an actual striker, because I think for the last two games, Trossard has played as like a false nine. But, you know, we've got a decent record against Brighton over the years. You know, Matt Target was getting a winner a few years ago. So, I mean, it's definitely a winnable game for me. And, you know, a win would, you know, serve us up nicely. Start off the Gerrard era with a win. And especially with how we've got some tough games coming up, you know, Man City, Liverpool. Who else? Leicester as well, before Chelsea on Boxing Day. So, you know, it would be nice to kick off with some momentum, some confidence boost. Obviously, all the players are going to have a clean slate with Gerrard in, so they need to make sure that they're playing for the shirt as well as playing for themselves and for the club. Putting a good performance in, no matter what, and hopefully we can get 3 points, a few goals, some nice goals, nice performance. Nice bits of play, and just, you know, start off the Gerrard era on a win and a positive.
Well, I'm going to say I'm fully expecting us to be absolutely ruthless, and I think he realised how important that first win is going to be. So I think he's going to absolutely go full attacking. I think he's going to go full hog. I do think in standard Villa fashion we're going to go behind. I do, and I think it's going to be Neil Mopay lifting his shirt up with a picture of Dino underneath it, in a standard Mopay banter way. I do think we'll go behind, but I do think we're going to come back and pull it back, and it's going to be the first time that we've pulled back. First win in five, and also it's going to be the first time we've come back from a 1-0 defeat. In a long time. So, not a 1-0 defeat, but like, you know, coming back from a depth of 1-0 down. So I do think we are going to go behind, but I do think we're going to pull it back. I am quite interested again in, because I've been watching quite a few of his videos online and, you know, Skived and everything about his flying fullbacks, that he loves to use fullbacks more than actual out and out wingers. So it's going to be interesting how that gets on, because everyone knows that's a big problem for Target, because he's just not a wing back. He's not. And so Cash is more going to be suited to, and I think he might thrive under Gerrard more than Target. But it'd be interesting to see whether he goes, because in his interview, he says if he's seen my Rangers team play, he'll understand, you know, what you can expect from me. So whether he's going to do that and then play how he played at Rangers and just get everybody to adapt, or whether he adapts to our players and changes his tactics a little bit to, you know, accommodate them, will be quite interesting to see. Scoreline. So, as I said, I think we'll go behind and then pull it back. So I'm going to go 2-1, and I'm going to go Mopay, Danny Ings and Buendia.
I'm going to go with... 3-1.
Oof.
I'm going to go with... Adam Webster to score for Brighton.
Oh, Yeah, because he's linked to him.
Then I'm going to go with Ings, Bailey, and Chukwuemeka off the bench.
Fair
I've
enough.
I've got my betting head on here.
Soundsy. Oh, Soundsy, mate. But no, that's, to be fair, it would be good to get a kid scoring, especially one that we're more, you know, desperate to see. Kind of like Archer as well.
Especially one that needs to sign a contract.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to get coached by arguably England's best ever centre midfielder, you probably think. So, yeah.
And just on touching on the manager, you know, I was very disappointed to hear it from Dwight York that he didn't get contacted.
The best thing ever. And every year replies, it's like a running joke. He did Groundhog Day in his house when Villa genuinely it's absolutely ridiculous.
Even I got contacted.
Well, they saw your football manager, mate. That's what got you there.
They told me I was overqualified.
Oh, well, there you go. That's it, mate. I'll have to wait for the top job, mate, at like City or something. Or
I said, give me a call back when Gerrard's had his time.
Before we go, we do our new part of the series, or well, this season, where we build a starting 11 between both sides. So I will let you start with what formation doing first, so I can adjust mine.
I'll go 4-3-3.
Yeah, that's, yeah, same as me. Yeah. So what is your back five, or including your keeper?
Well, I'll make it easy for you. I'm going for a full Villa team.
Yeah.
So to be honest, there is only one player that comes close, and that is Bissouma.
Ooh.
In the midfield, because I think he's a very good defensive, but also good box-to-box midfielder. Yeah, there's no one else that I'd actually take from that Brighton team. Maybe Dunk, but you know, I'd rather have Konsa and Mings in at the back, really. So
you're literally having a 4-3-3 of just basically your starting 11 against Brighton.
That's right. Yeah.
Fair. Well, I will mix it up a little. I will put Dunk in over Tyrone.
No,
I am, mate. I need to mix it up. I can't just have a foot. I mean, I know it's a Villa podcast, but it's a bit biased.
Not my mate Tyrone.
Nothing against him. Nothing against him at all. Yeah, I'm going to go Dunk. Do you know what? If it makes you feel... No, I'm not. I don't even care. I'm going to go Dunk. Dunk and Konsa. And then the midfield, I'm going to go 4-3-3. So obviously, I'm going to go McGinn, Bissouma, and Louise. And then up front, yeah, it's going to be Watkins, Bailey, and Ings. I'm not changing. So, yeah. That was quite easy this week then, to be fair. Weren't that bad.
Yeah, wait until a few weeks' time when we've got Man City and Liverpool.
I ain't having Joe in. Joey's going nowhere near. I don't even want to say his name, so he's not going in. But yeah, it might be just a full Man City squad, to be fair. But I might just take Bailey in Joe's shoes. Yeah.
Speaking of Joe as well, do you know who's got a better goal per game ratio than him for England?
Who?
Tyrone Mings.
To be fair, it is San Marino.
No, I'm not having that.
Oh, what aren't you having?
You beat the team that's in front of you.
I know. I agree. You can only beat who's in front of you, but let's cool our jets. It's San Marino.
Hey, he's only one goal off Bobby Moore now. And look at what of a legend he was.
Which is a bit different, isn't it, really, being captain of the 66 team.
Captain of Aston Villa's a bit better, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say anything. But yeah, thank you. Anyways, we're going to go. We're going to leave it there. We don't want to drag on for an hour like the last couple. So thank you guys for listening. We will be back for the Brighton review. Hopefully it's a win and then we can sit and talk about how much we love Stevie G and how much we're going to get tattoos and posters of him like the Rangers fans did. In all seriousness, though, before we go, did you even see some of those? It was just a shambles.
Oh, yeah.
The tattoo. I mean, I understand they love their football up there, but I would never have a tattoo of anyone's face, especially a celebrity. I mean, I get, like, he's probably, you know, he stopped Celtic doing the, you know, the 10, you know, 10 champions and all that sort of stuff. Right, fine, I get it. But come on. Do you know what I mean? I kind of get it more if you're a Liverpool fan. I kind of get it. But even still, I just, madness. But then the posters where I saw, the posters and the cutouts of him. And then you had, like, the one bloke thinking he's Mike Tyson, like, absolutely giving a right hook to one. And then I saw another four or five blokes lift up a cutout to Gerrard and take it outside like a funeral and burn it and then start jumping up and down on him.
There was, I mean, I don't know if you saw, there was one guy that, like, had a shrine in his home and he had a signed whatever by Gerrard and he, like, smashed it on the floor. I was like, that's still, you know, that should be worth a lot of money to some people still, even though he's left. Because in about a few years' time, they'll be like, oh, you know, it's football, but, you know.
Yeah, oh, it's just ridiculous. So I'm all getting up in arms and it's just been, it's been ridiculous. Like I say, I wasn't, before we go, I wasn't 100% behind him, but after watching his interview on ibfc.co.uk, I was proper sold and I liked how he spoke. Like, I genuinely didn't think he'd come at, like, I don't know to make it set without sounding really bad, but, like, when I listened to, like, Wayne Rooney's interview at Derby, he was kind of like, yeah, you know, I'm glad to be here, blah, blah, that, you know what I mean? Like, he just kind of took it as a generic, you know, statement. But then when he did his, it kind of proper felt like, I mean, it might be just me being biased, but it kind of felt like he was hungry to be here, like he was proper up for it. And then when they spoke about Liverpool, he was like, Every game's just another game, including Liverpool's just another game. I want 3 points. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, obviously, yeah. I'm not going to expect him to say, well, I'm going to take it easy on him. You know, I want Liverpool to win the league. Like, obviously, we're not going to get that. But he was proper, like, I'm going for the 3 points. And obviously, actions speak a thousand words, and we'll see what happens when we play them. If he does do that and he does go for the jugglers right away. But yeah, he kind of put a bit more belief into him as a manager then, you know, literally the day it got announced, where I was kind of like, it kind of makes no sense to me. But yeah, so I'm interested to see what he does, but especially on this game, like, obviously been his first game, it's going to be interesting, like I said, whether he goes full Rangers on it and does he like this. But yeah, I'm excited and nervous at the same time, because you know what Villa fans are like. Not like the fickle or, you know, or jump at any excuse to have a go in a good way or bad way. You know what I mean? Because if he wins, he's the best manager ever. If he loses, he needs to get out the door. He's not good enough. Go back to Scotland. You know what I mean? Proper knee-jerk reaction, Villa fans. But yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Did waffle at the end. And we will see you on the Brighton review. So thanks again for listening and up the Villa.
Keep the faith.
Do you know it?
Up the Stevie G.
See, now it just sounds wrong now. Up the Stevie G.
Hey, calm down.
All right. That's it. No, we're going. We're going. Thank you, guys. See you again.